Marco Rubio on Trump Raid, This Happens in Marxist Dictatorships. By Hannah Blow on August 8, 2022. Using government to persecute political opponents happens in Marxist dictatorships. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said on Monday following news of the FBI raiding former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago. Using government power to persecute political opponents is something we have seen many times from third world Marxist dictatorships but never before in America, Rubio said Monday evening following the news. He later connected the raid to the Senate's passage of the radical $700 billion Inflation Reduction Act, which among other things, allots $80 billion to hire 87,000 new IRS enforcement agents to target Americans with as many as 1 million additional audits per year on taxpayers earning less than $200,000, the same middle class suffering the most from the skyrocketing inflation of Bidenomics, according to the House Freedom Caucus. After today's raid on Mar-a-Lago, what do you think the left plans to use those 87,000 new IRS agents for? He asked. Rubio's remarks follow FBI agents executing a raid at Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents, Trump said in a statement, noting that nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before. He continued. After working and cooperating with the relevant government agencies, this unannounced raid on my home was not necessary or appropriate. It is prosecutorial misconduct, the weaponization of the justice system, and an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024, especially based on recent polls, and who will likewise do anything to stop Republicans and conservatives in the upcoming midterm elections. Such an assault could only take place in broken third world countries. Sadly, America has now become one of those countries, corrupt at a level not seen before. They even broke into my safe. What is the difference between this and Watergate, where operatives broke into the Democrat National Committee? Here, in reverse, Democrats broke into the home of the 45th President of the United States. This story is developing.